Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders in a heated Democratic debate.
They were literally shouting at one another.
Three Americans freed by Iran resting up in Germany.
Today they're getting medical and psychological checks.
Accusations of a cover-up and a tennis-fixing scandal.
It does bring into question the whole integrity of the game.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with the CBS World News Roundup. The Iowa caucuses are just 2 weeks from tonight. Democratic presidential contenders Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders have taken off the gloves for one last heated debate before the voting begins. CBS's Nancy Cordes is in Charleston, South Carolina.
He voted to let guns go onto Amtrak. Guns go into national parks.
Hillary Clinton's goal was to put the surging Bernie Sanders on the defensive. First, on gun control.
He has voted with the NRA, with the gun lobby.
I think Secretary Clinton knows that what she says is very disingenuous. I have a D-minus voting record from the NRA.
She also took aim at his health care plan, which would replace all private insurance with state-run coverage.
We have the Affordable Care Act. That is one of the greatest accomplishments of President Obama. To tear it up and start over again, pushing our country back into that kind of a contentious debate, I think is the wrong direction.
We're not going to tear up the Affordable Care Act. I helped write it.
Sanders argued some of Clinton's strongest ties are to Wall Street.
You've received over $600,000 in speaking fees from Goldman Sachs in 1 year. Goldman Sachs is not going to have a Secretary of Treasury for a Sanders administration.
There's been no let-up in the war of words on the Republican side between Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, CBS News correspondent Major Garrett.
He was very pro-choice. He supported partial birth abortion. He was open to gay marriage. And his explanation for all of that, he said, I'm a New Yorker. I'm from Manhattan.
Ted Cruz again went after Donald Trump's defense of New York values.
Those are what New York values are. They're not Iowa values.
Trump countered that Cruz has failed to fully disclose loans from Goldman Sachs and Citigroup, arguing that help from New York banks make his closest rival a hypocrite.
He wants to look like Robin Hood, that he's the one protecting the people from the banks. Well, he's actually borrowing money.
Trump also rolled out a new schoolyard attack on his rival.
He's a nasty guy. Nobody likes him. Nobody in Congress likes him. Nobody likes him anywhere once they get to know him.
British lawmakers are debating, too. Some want Trump to be banned from there. CBS News correspondent Vicky Barker is live in London. Vicky, how did this all begin?
After Trump called for Muslim immigrants to be barred from entering the U.S., an online petition here gathered 500,000 signatures calling for Trump to be banned from the U.K. for engaging in hate speech. Prime Minister David Cameron deplored Trump's comments but opposes a ban. So does opposition politician Emily Thornberry.
I think the best thing would be for him to come to Britain and to hear what it is that British people think of him.
These British people think Trump is...
disturbing.
Bigot.
Idiot.
Idiot.
Cretin.
Cretin or no, the debate is strictly procedural with no power to change British policy. Peter?
Three American prisoners released by Iran are in Germany. A fourth has decided to stay in Iran and another is already home after a negotiated swap that saw the U.S. release seven Iranians being held here. Ali Rezaian's brother Jason, a Washington Post reporter, was held for 14 months.
I was able to speak to him this morning on the phone, and, you know, he's just really happy to be out. He got a good night's rest and is working really hard to get himself better so that he can come back home.
The three Americans in Germany are at a U.S. military hospital. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is there.
At least one of the freed prisoners, Pastor Abedini, said he was tortured early on in his incarceration. That's the kind of thing that will get immediate attention here at Landstuhl.
Days after the UN lifted sanctions against Iran, there are new U.S. sanctions on several Iranian companies and individuals after a recent ballistic missile test. There are conflicting stories about three U.S. contractors in Iraq, one version saying they and their translator were kidnapped, another saying that they are simply missing. Al Arabiya TV reports that they may have been taken by anti-American Shiite militia, but Iraq's foreign minister says he doesn't believe they were kidnapped. The Pentagon says it's aware and that it's working with Iraqi authorities to find them. The cleanup continues along Florida's Gulf Coast after a pair of tornadoes touched down in two counties. Scott Dean lives in Duet, about 40 miles southeast of Tampa.
All of a sudden, the tree behind us, the banyan tree, started blowing around and we all of a sudden snap, snap, and it was hitting the roof. got very scary very quick.
Two people were killed when the twister crushed their mobile home. Three others inside were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. A baby born in Hawaii is the first in the United States born with Zika virus, an associated disease as well, which often means a smaller head and smaller brain for a newborn. Tom Skinner is with the Centers for Disease Control. He says the virus was likely brought into the country.
There's no evidence to date that there's Zika virus in Hawaii. This person acquired their infection in Brazil prior to coming to Hawaii, had recovered from their illness.
Tennis's first Grand Slam event is about to start in Australia, but under a cloud of accusations that bookmakers and gamblers tried to recruit 16 of the top 50 players to fix matches. The allegations include a cover-up by the Association of Tennis Professionals, which runs the men's tour. President Chris Kermode.
The Tennis Integrity Unit and the tennis authorities absolutely reject any suggestion that evidence of match fixing has been suppressed for any reason or isn't being thoroughly investigated.
The NFL postseason is now down to four teams. The Denver Broncos came from behind to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 23-16 Sunday. Quarterback Peyton Manning.
Field goals are better than no points, but we knew we'd eventually, you know, need to get a touchdown drive, and defense got the big turnover there late and finally were able to put a drive together and get down there and get a touchdown.
Carolina grounded the Seattle Seahawks 31-24. Panthers coach Ron Rivera.
It's awesome. It's a great feeling. You know, it's everything that you strive for, you work for. It's, you know, it's part of our vision.
Carolina hosts the Arizona Cardinals in the NFC title game. The Broncos face the Patriots for the AFC championship in Foxborough both next Sunday. The winners go to the Super Bowl. With award season in full swing, the film Spotlight has won the top prize at the Critics' Choice Awards. It tells the story of the Boston Globe investigation into sexual abuse by Catholic priests.
They knew, and they let it happen to kids.
There's late word that dozens of large American and British shareholders plan to sue Volkswagen. They want compensation after share values plunged due to the emissions test cheating scandal. The U.S. is accusing China of taking industrial espionage to a new level. More from CBS's Harley Carnes.
China is tapping into the creative genius of American industry by stealing its secrets. That from Assistant Attorney General John Carlin.
They're targeting our private companies, and it's not a fair fight. A private company can't compete against the resources of the second largest economy in the world.
He told CBS's Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes, it is a threat to national security when a nation state steals what private companies are trying to develop. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
A minor league hockey player in Southwest Florida has been arrested on arson charges. Police in Fort Myers say 25-year-old Justin Agosta was upset with his girlfriend. They say he soaked her love letters in gasoline and then torched them inside his apartment. He called 911 after he couldn't put the fire out. Nobody was hurt. That's the World News Roundup for Monday, January 18th. I'm Peter King, CBS News.